Jones, and Generation Jones is the collaboration of Madison music scene all-stars. And by all-stars, I mean musicians who have defined their scenes both nationally and locally, led by Mama Lifetime Achievement winner Michael Massey on keyboards and vocals. The band is filled out with Kyle Henderson on bass and vocals, and you might remember him from the band The Producers, who enjoyed much MTV fame, and Morrow Magellan on drums. And you might have seen him on MTV too, playing drums on the back of a truck with his band, the Georgia Satellites. And then there's award-winning Francie Phelps on vocals, and Michael's old bandmate from their band Chaser, from right here in Madison, famous band from the 80s and 90s there, Michael John Rip on guitar. Michael Massey and Kyle Henderson are here in the studio with us tonight. Michael, Kyle, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Rocker.
Rocker, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Oh, Michael, you know, you just won a Lifetime Achievement Award. I mean, how did that feel to be so greatly recognized by your peers?
They don't give that award to anybody that's not old.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh,
you know, yeah, it was pretty overwhelming. To be real, it was overwhelming. You know,
yeah.
You don't set out to do that in your life, and to be recognized by your peers is pretty overwhelming.
And then have your whole life kind of put out there in a slide presentation, yeah, right?
Sure.
What's that like?
Yep. Well, you know. You sometimes wonder, gosh, I could have done more.
Really?
Yeah, you always think you could have done more.
Well, that's what's interesting is, you know, you already have a Lifetime Achievement Award, but you're still doing stuff.
So absolutely.
There's more add to it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. We just listened to a quick rendition of your band's resume, and it's pretty incredible. Tell us about Generation Jones and how this collaboration of stars came together.
Can I tell the quick story of how we have a band?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I love the fact that you, Rocker, said that the band is led by Mike Massey. See, I'm always saying to Mike, Mike, you're the band leader. Just live with him. He's always objecting.
No one is the band leader.
It's a democracy.
I was talking to Kyle Henderson on the telephone one morning. This was 2022. And he said, I want to start a band and I want it to be with you. And somebody called, my phone beeped in. And it was Morrow Magellan.
Wow.
I said, Kyle, let me call you back. And so Morrow calls and he says, Mike, because Morrow and Mike Rip and I were a trio in the early 2000s for a while.
Oh,
so we had a lot of fun. Morrow said, I want to start a new band and I want it to be with you. I said, well, what do you think about Kyle Henderson, me, Mike Rip and you? He goes, I'm in.
And Kyle was on hold, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. So, you know, literally the band came about in 2 minutes on the telephone.
Fortuitous.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, now, how did that go from your side there, Kyle?
Well, I was just frustrated because the producers really have wound down, and we play maybe 5 or 6 times a year or something like that, which is great. But still, I wanted to do something up here, and I wanted to do it with Mike. We had worked together before, and I knew his stuff, and I loved his stuff. And so I just decided, okay, forget this. I've tried a couple of other things. Can't really seem to put something together that I really like. So I'm going back to Mike and saying, look, let's do this. We've talked about this for a long time. Let's get back together. Let's get the band back together again.
Yeah.
And do it. And so we did.
Classic. Now, where does the name Generation Jones come from?
Yeah, thanks. Mike's throwing that one to me because it was my idea. I like to put it like this, Rocker. It's really a Generation Jones.
Ah.
And, come to some promos for us.
The idea is Generation Jones is sort of the second half of the baby boomers. Mm-hmm. And the whole point of that was to try to make it short. If you look at people who graduated from high school in 1961, 62, all the dudes had flat tops, skinny ties, skinny lapels, you know, and the women had beehives, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
10 years later, if you look at people who graduated from high school in 1972 to 75, let's say, we all had shag haircuts, huge lapels, giant ties.
Sideburns.
Exactly. All that stuff. There was a real cultural difference between these two sections of what they, at that point, called the baby boomer generation. So somebody in the they group, whoever they are that make these sorts of decisions and verbal calls or whatever, decided to distinguish these two sections of the baby boomers and call the second one Generation Jones. And so that's how we started. Now, we have somebody who's not in that group, and that is Francie, our amazing female singer, But she's an old soul, so she fits right in.
What group is she from?
I don't know. Generation X? I don't know. I think it's either Gen X or the one. What is the one following? Is that millennials following Gen
X?
Yeah. I think she's. Yeah, she's got to be Gen X. I don't know. Francie, call in. Call in right now.
Because the millennials start in 81.
Get the civic.
She might be on the cusp of that. I think.
Oh, that's funny. Well, now talk about writing songs. With so many creative musicians and people in this band, how do you guys kind of write songs? I mean, what comes first, riff, lyric, concept?
It's been an amalgam of different things. Maybe Finally, which is a song we're not going to play today, but it's a really incredibly interesting song. Kyle came down with an idea for a verse and chorus, and I added pre-chorus and bridge to it, and then it became a song. And then it took a while for actually for us to settle on a groove that really befitted Generation Jones, but it became just an amazing song. So it's really, everybody kind of adds a little bit to the writing. Don't Give Me the Right To, which we're going to play, is Mike Rip and I threw that together, and then the band made it Generation Jones after the initial ideas.
Now, in a moment, we're going to listen from the first single from your new album, which we don't know the name of. It's going to be called Don't Give Me the Right, this song, which is set to be released later this year. Talk about this new album, and do we have a name for it yet?
Well, we've been recording.
Kyle's got a good smirk on his face.
He's got a smirk. He can take off from this. But we got derailed because I unfortunately fell into a boat with cancer. So we lost a lot of momentum at that point. So, you know, what was going to be a full album is now we've got four songs in the can. We've got five more that are sitting in different states of disrepair and creativity. and we're working on it. But we decided we're going to release some singles and just get excited about the music in pieces. So, I mean, a lot of people these days are releasing the singles first and then an album. So that's true.
And now where are you guys recording this? Who's producing? Are you doing it in studio or doing it on your own?
We do it at Mike's place. Mike has a place out in Barneveld where he's built a studio down in his basement. That's where he rehearses. Ah. And I just revealed where Mike Massey lives.
Doxed him.
Everybody go down there. You can get free studio time right now. On Max Inc. Radio.
There's a quick trip not far from there. So anyway, we've recorded there. He has a great setup. And then Mike has taken it to
Tony Cernilia
to do some mixing, mastering, stuff like that.
Tony C. is doing the mixing, mastering, and again, producing. We're kind of co-producing. We're all producing it.
Talk about him. Where would we know him from?
Tony was the drummer in Chaser. I've been in bands with Tony since I was 15 years old.
Wow.
And he's been in 17 Rhinos. He's a...
Okay, sure.
He's a very accomplished drummer.
He's been around.
And a lifelong friend. So, you know, it's
really... And he's done a great job on
it's
these
very
tunes.
Cool.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, they sound great. Generation Joan plays Festa Italia coming up on May 30th in Fitchburg. Will you be too full of spaghetti, wine, and garlic bread to be able to play bocce ball?
No, that's a good question, though.
Absolutely not.
I love bocce. Oh,
really?
I love it. I love it.
Oh, man, is it hard?
It's fun.
It's a very mental sport.
There's an art to it. Oh, yeah. You see those old guys that are throwing those balls and you think, they can't do anything. they have the secrets to winning that game.
They've probably been doing it for a lifetime.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yep.
I mean, I could see it because when we were younger, we did much more dangerous things like jarts, right?
All right, right. Yeah. Throw it up. Where it comes out, nobody knows.
Yeah. Don't want to hit you in the head.
Yeah.
How can we keep up with news, release, and shows online with Generation Jones?
GenJonesBand.com. GenJonesBand.com.
Now, you know, it was pretty crazy because you told me that you had went through this bout of cancer. And the first song that we heard, Carry Me Home, was the first song that you said you recorded. Talk about that experience, kind of coming back from that and being able to perform music again at a high level that you want, because I think that's what's important when you come back, you know?
Absolutely. I was actually quite surprised. This was March of last year, and I had just really kind of just finished the chemo and radiation in the end of December. And the voice came back really fast.
And strong.
And interestingly,
because there was a possibility that you might not be able to sing again,
because I had severe radiation, 35 treatments on my neck and vocal cords, and they were all in. It was included, and chemo had the possibility of ruining my hearing as well.
Wow!
So it was a gift.
Scary.
To sing that song, and that's why that song feels really special to me. Plus, of the content and of the song is giving my wife all the credit to helping me through all of these things.
That's right. It's a lovely, powerful tune that we are thrilled to play.
Wow. Well, we'll be playing again here on Max Inc. Radio, so don't worry, people. You'll be able to hear it again. Kyle and Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it. We're going to listen to your first single from the album, the unknown album.
Yeah, the album that shall not be named.
That's what we should call it.
Yeah.
This song is called Don't Give Me the Right To. And briefly tell us about this song before we take a listen.
Well, Mike Ripp and I wrote this. We had the initial ideas, and then, like I say, the band always puts its flavor on something to make it sound like Generation Jones. It's interesting when you're of a certain vintage, as we are. what do you write about? What is important? The whole gist of the song is it took me until I was about 53 or 54 years old to realize that it wasn't all about me.
Yeah.
So that's what this song is about. It's like it's how you interact with people and how you feel like maybe I've been slighted, but it's not about you. It's how you react to other people and think about other people's experiences and where they are in life and give them benefit of the doubt.
Wow. What a great philosophical thought behind that song. Well, let's check it out right now. This is the brand new song from Generation Jones, Don't Give Me the Right To. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.